And if you move to page 3, you see every morning once the concrete had dried that the cadets would pull the pins out of the molds, and then they'd pull the molds apart from the hardened structure. And on the third picture, you see they're pulling the deflated balls out of the structures. And if you go to slide 4, you see once they're all hardened, that we deployed them offshore. And you see on the back of the deck of the Texas A&M's RV Gyre that we deployed 100 reef balls off of Galveston, and then we deployed 34 off of Port Isabel. But now let's talk about what kind of animals you would find on an artificial reef. And the first, on page 4, you see that there's a picture of, it looks like just a fish, but really that fish is hiding inside a barnacle. And the barnacle is covered with an orange and yellow sponge, so it's really camouflaged. But that fish is hiding inside of a barnacle that's no longer there, but those barnacles will grow at the top of the structures. Another picture, the second picture, showing sponges, those yellow sponges. And then the third picture shows Gorgonian soft corals. You see a lot of those. And something that we really are very happy to see is cup corals, hard corals that are growing on the sides of the structures. And of course, then we have our spiny urchin at the bottom of the page that's feeding off the algae and other animals on the structure. And if you go to page 5, you see the type of fish that swim around these structures. You see reef butterfly fish and sergeant majors, which are the striped fish. And then the second fish is a Townsend blue angel. You see that it has a yellow fin on the bottom, but at the very top where he has his blue crown, it doesn't have the circle which a queen angel would have. And then you see there's a juvenile red snapper in the fourth slide, and also sheep's head, the striped fish. And then you see there's a rock hind grouper. They often are found in the nooks and crannies of these structures. That's a very popular fish. It has little yellow fins. And then the most interesting of all the fish that we find on our reef sites are those juvenile French angel fish. That's the black fish with the white stripes.
Oh, they're so beautiful.
Then on page 6, we see that we have something that a lot of you should avoid if you're ever diving underwater, and that's fireworms. They look very beautiful. They have bright red and white tentacles. They're actually called bristles. And those, if you touch them, will sting you. So you want to stay away from them. Also, anemones, you see that in the next slide, those, like Marty told you about, have little stinging tentacles. There's also brittle stars. And in this picture, you see, if you can see it, there's a coral reef that is now spawning. And you see the little tiny white dots are the little eggs being released, and that brittle star is just crawling across the coral while it's spawning. Another thing that you do see is sharks sometimes around the reef sites, and sea turtles, of course. They like to hide in the structures to sleep on them. The last pictures, you see a Spanish hogfish, and there's barracuda. And if those of you want to look at the slide later, the last slide shows the number of reef structures that we have put into the program. So anyway, if anyone has any questions, I'll be glad to answer them on the chat room.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Jan.